This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. Well, we are on the sidelines of Traders Carnival in Jaipur. And today I have with me a very special guest, Kusal Kansara, who is an India strategist, algo trading at Curl Analytics. Well, welcome to the podcast, Kusal.
Thanks, Sitesh. Pleasure to be here with you.
Right. Well, Kusal, you are an engineer with specialization in satellite communication from Mumbai University. And now you're currently heading algo trading team at Curl Analytics, if I'm not wrong. So first, I want to ask you how the journey happened. And now with 14 years of experience under your belt, it looks like you are more in sync with Nifty as compared to Sky Above.
Satish, I come from a half Marwadi and half Gujarati background. So I believe market runs within the blood itself.
Absolutely.
And unlike traditional families where talking about markets is not encouraged during dinners, at my place, it was probably the top point.
Right.
So during dinners, it used to be talk about markets, whether it's my cousins or whether it's with my fathers. All we used to do is talk about markets day in and day out.
Right.
I started my career, Satish, as a technical analyst, basically sometime around 2006, but graduated into an institutional desk, then moved on to manage a prop book, finally landing up with Societe Generale, SocGen, properly, commonly known as.
Yes.
It's one of the largest European bank, where I worked as a FX strategist. Predominantly helping multi-billion dollar corporations to hedge their FX exposure. From there on, in 2014, I quit ultimately to pursue my long-term passion of being a full-time trader.
Right.
And here I am working on algo-based strategies.
Right. Well, now that you've shown your keen interest towards markets, we want to understand what is Curl Analytics into and what is your role? And also, algo trading, the name itself has, got a bad reputation because of certain instances which happened in the past. But hopefully that's not the case, right?
Right, Satish. Algo trading is basically a very niche area. Mm-hmm. Unless and until you know it 100%, it's very risky to run any algo-based strategy.
Right.
For example, I'll tell you, a few years back, there was an incident wherein certain algo-based strategies read a very old news about the bombing of World Trade Center.
Okay.
And it was probably through one of the wires online, and one of institutional desk picked up their machine learning models, picked it up and shorted the market. Dow was down 800 points.
Okay.
Briefly. So it's commonly known as the flash crash.
Flash crash, yes.
Yeah. So yes, it's very risky unless and until you know what to capture, when to capture and how to capture.
Right.
Three main things.
Right.
Coming back to Curl, Satish, we are basically have four verticals. And first of all, Curl Analytics, we are all ex-SocGen guys. We are all bankers, old friends. Curl is mainly into algo trading, artificial intelligence, robotics, blockchain. In algo trading, we are basically working on reinforcement strategy, meaning the machine would generate strategy automatically and throw it to the coder or the strategist, and we will test it.
Okay.
So it is like auto generation. It's like auto ML, auto machine learning engine, something which is quite new.
Right.
Then we have other products like SARA, which is like document data extraction in commodity trading, where we have formed a JV with Mercuria.
Right.
Mercuria is one of the largest physical oil trading company in the world.
Okay.
And apart from physical oil trading, it does a lot of other energy trading also. In SARA, we have clients in US and EU. Paras is again an auto machine learning engine.
Okay.
We are also into drones. Specialize in drone delivery.
Oh, very nice.
Where we are working with Dunzo and Zomato currently.
Okay.
And also we represent at World Economic Forum.
Right.
Oh, and we partnered with Nvidia. Coming to blockchain, we are the only startup to represent blockchain at World Economic Forum. And we are working with large blockchain consortiums in the European Union.
Oh, great. Now that you've explained the, the bouquet of strategies or, the bouquet of products that you have under your belt as, in the Curl Analytics, I wanted to understand what is your strategy and what are the factors which you keep in mind while formulating algo strategy?
So, Shitesh, we run a wide range of strategies for different kinds of market, like high volatile market, low volatility market.
Right.
We run strategies which are predominantly intraday strategies with a view to capture volatility, which is where we specialize in. So, okay. Traders who are afraid of volatility, for us, volatility is our bread and butter because that's where most amount of money can be made, okay, provided it's done properly.
Right.
So, coming back to our core strategy is purely intraday strategy, and we are basically doing options.
Okay.
And I cannot disclose the strategy as such, but, you know, for compliance reasons. And basically, these are pure option-based strategies. Some strategies are predefined in the sense they work only on a particular day of the week.
Okay.
They are back-tested in a way that we know the optimal time to execute the strategy. So probably these strategies takes about 52 trades in a year.
Okay.
Because one trade in a week, it's all we do. In fact, we just showcased the strategy at Traders Carnival also today.
Right.
That's about it. And in options, we are not doing option selling. We are more of options buyer.
Option
buyer. Okay. Unlike most of the participants who believe in selling options. For us, it is our algorithm which decides whether it makes sense to buy or sell options rather than we taking a call.
Okay.
Everything is hard-coded into the algorithm. And that's how it works.
Okay. And with, you know, decades of experience, what has been your biggest learning? I'm sure, you know, books can only teach you so much and the real learning comes from when you do things practically. So any biggest learning that you want to highlight to our listeners?
I think most of the traders would tell you is respect your stop losses.
Absolutely.
That's one. Yeah. And probably markets can remain irrational more than you can remain solvent. That's my learning number two.
Yeah.
I'll just quickly share one incident with you. Way back in, I think 2010, we were doing pair trades in Tata Motor and Tata Motor DVR.
Okay.
During those time, they used to be exactly at the same price because there were very few traders who were doing pair trades and algo-based trades and things like that. And it was a very easy trade for us. We were running the book for 2 years and we realized, okay, if it's a 2 sigma event, you should, it was never more than 2 sigma event for Tata Motor and Tata Motor DVR.
Okay.
We made tons of money in 2 years. In the third year, we did a trade. I remember, again, it was in Feb. We did that trade. It went to 6 sigma.
Okay.
That's when we realized that nothing is for granted. Have a stop
and
loss.
And permanent.
Yeah. Eventually, we had to close that trade, but finally we closed it in a profit because we had seen good amount of loss into it before closing it in profit.
Right.
We did manage to run the trade for quite a long period of time.
Great. Good that, you know, you close your trade in losses, but yes, it gave you, that kind of experience as well. You know, the learning with profit.
Of course, of course.
You know,
for tuition fees.
Tuition fee, yeah. So that's a good thing. Well, moving on to the next question. I mean, who has been your biggest inspiration? I'm sure we all want to know that.
I have two inspirations in my life when it comes to trading, of course.
Okay.
One is Linda Rashi. She's predominantly a chartist.
Okay.
And she's based in New York. She's a $1 billion trader. The second is, of course, Jim Simons, who is a god of algo trading, as we all know, after reading his book. So two aspirations, because Linda, because I started my career as a chartist and finally moved on to algo. So that's how my journey started, basically, as a chartist. And hence, I have two inspirations. Linda and Simons.
Well, on a lighter note, you know, my last question to you is, if you're not a trader, then what was your plan B?
Okay, this might sound a bit funny, but my plan B, I wanted to be genetic engineer, basically get into bioengineering.
Okay.
I appeared for my entrance to US and finally I backed out.
Okay.
I think probably Dalal State was calling me, I guess.
Well, on that note, thank you, Kusal, and thank you, listeners, for tuning into this edition of special podcast, D-Street Talk. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kusal.
Thanks, Yudhish. Thanks for having me here.